सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रयविनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So earlier we have seen the marriage of Kardam and Devahuti is complete. Devahuti's parent, Maharaj Manu and Satrupa has gone back to their kingdom. And after that, Pritribhyam Prasite Sadhim Pratimangita Kovida, when the parents have departed, left for their own kingdom, Sadhvi, the chaste woman, Patim Angit Kovida. Devahuti, Devahuti, she came to know about the understanding of the desire of Kardam. Without even asking, she will be ready with whatever is needed. Nityam, constantly, Paryacharat served. How? Bhavani, Bhavan Prabhu, like Bhavani, Parvati ji used to serve Bhagwan Shankar. Same way, Devahuti served Kardam Muni. How? Visrambhena, with intimacy, Atma Sauchena. Atma Sauchena means with pure body and pure mind. Atma Sauchena. Gauravena, with respect. Damena, with control of her senses. Her senses under control. Susursraya, with service. Sauhridena. Sauhridena, with love. She served with love. And not only that, vacha madhurya chabho. Vidur, she used to speak sweet words only. Only sweet words. Visrajya kamam dambham desham lobham agham madam. Visrajya, given up. Given up what? Kamam dambham. Kamam, lust. Dambham, pride. Desham, envy. Lobh, greed. Agham madam, sinful vanity. All these bad qualities he has already given up. Apramatta. Pramatta means careless. Apramatta means not careless. Attentive, vigilant. Udyata. Udyata, laboring. Nityam, always. Tejiyansam. Tejiyansam. Tejiyansam is for Kardam Muni. He was great, says Tejiyansam. Atosayat. And she pleased. She pleased Kardam with her service. Savai Devarishi Varya, that Kardam was, how was he? Devarishi Varya, foremost says, Tam Manavim Samanupratam. Manavim means daughter of Manu is called Manvi. So daughter of Manu, Devahuti, Samanupratam, fully devoted, Devat Gariyasa, and how she considered her husband Kardam? Even greater than devatas. Daivat gariyasa patyu asasanam mahasisa. Patyu from husband, asasisam, not expecting anything. Mahasisa, great blessing. She was not expecting that Kardam will give great blessings to her for her service. Kalena bhuyasa, for long time she served. Samam Karsitam, and she became weak, weak, emaciated, Vratacharya, not only she served, and she observed many Vrata also, Vrata, observances, religious observances, Prem, Gadgadaya, Vacha, Pidita, Kripya, Abhravit, Kardam, said something to Devuti with his voice choked with emotion. Gadgad. Prem gadgadaya vacha pidita kripya abhrit. What Kardam says? Now we will see today. This is verse number 6, chapter 23, canto 3.
तुष्टोहं मद्दतव मानवी मानदायाः सुसुसया परमया परया च भक्त्या यो देहिनामयं मतीव सुहित स्वदेहः नावेक्षित समुचित क्षवितुं मदर्थी
तुष्टः प्लीज्ड कर्दम इज सेइंग तुष्ट आई एम वेरी हैप्पी सैटिस्फाइड कंटेंटेड Who? Aham. I am contented, I am happy. When? Adya, today. Today I am very happy. From whom? Tava, from you. Devuti, I am very happy today from you. And who is that Tava? Manavim, daughter of Manu. Manadaya. O is respectful. She respected Kardam very much. Susruya, by seva. And what type of seva is that? Paramaya means excellent. Paraya is the highest. Excellent, highest service that Devuti gave to Kardam. How? Bhaktya, by devotion. By devotion. It's not like that, ki, I, meri duty is this, I have done this, 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 khatam, over. No. With devotion. Yah, that Dehi naam ayam ativa surhit swa deha. Dehi naam for all embodied person. What is that? Dehi naam ayam ativ. Ayam means this. Ativ means extremely. Extremely surhit. Surhit means dear. For each embodied person, his body is very dear. For all of us, this body is very dear to us. We take care of our body. We don't harm. But how she served Kardam without caring of her own body, na avechita, na avechita, you have not taken care of body. You were so much engrossed in serving your husband that you have not taken care of your own body. Na avechita, samuchit, properly. You have not taken care of your body properly. Then what did you do? Chapitum madarthe. Chapitum is to expand. You serve me. You serve me. Madarte for me. So you did not take care of even your body and you serve me. Kardam Muni said, O respectful daughter of Swayambhu Manu, today I am very much pleased with you for your great devotion and most excellent loving service. Since the body is so dear to embodied beings, I am astonished that you have neglected your own body to use it on my behalf. So in this verse, Kardam is acknowledging the great service of Devahuti. We have to remember this service helped Kardam in his sadhana. Kardam was doing his sadhana and this service of Devahuti has helped him. And he will acknowledge later that because of this service, he could attain, with the blessings of the Lord, the grace of the Lord he has attained. So normally, our body is very dear to us. We will not like to do anything, harming our own body or not taking care of our own body. But Devuti did that way.
ये मे सदर्व निरतस्स तपस समाधि विद्यात्म योग विजिता भगवत प्रसादाः तानेवते मद अनुसेवनया अवरुद्धान दृष्टिं प्रपश्य वितरामि अभयान शोकान
ये तोज विच మీ బై మీ స్వధర్మ నిరతస్య ఆక్యుపైడ్ ఇన్ రిలీజియస్ లైఫ్ నిరతస్య తప సమాధి విద్య ఆత్మయోగ. సో దీస్ థింగ్స్ వేర్ బీయింగ్ ప్రాక్టీస్డ్ బై కర్దమ్. వాట్ ఆర్ దీస్ థింగ్స్? తప. తప, వాట్ ఈజ్ తప? ఆస్టారిటీస్, కంట్రోలింగ్ యువర్ మైండ్ అండ్ సెన్సెస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ మనస్సు ఇంద్రియాణం ఏకాగ్రం పరమం తప. ఇది పరం తప. తప సమాధి మెడిటేషన్. దెన్ విద్య, విద్య ఈజ్ ఆత్మ విద్య, నాలెడ్జ్. దెన్ ఆత్మయోగ్, ఆత్మయోగ్ మీన్స్ ఫిక్సింగ్ మైండ్ ఇన్ దట్ సెల్ఫ్. దిస్ ఇస్ కాల్డ్ ఆత్మయోగ్. ఆత్మయోగ్ విజిత అచీవ్డ్, achieved because of the service of Devahuti to Kardam. Kardam was able to all these things and he achieved Bhagavat Prasada, blessing of the God. He got the blessing of the God also. Even then, te by mad anusevanaya, mad anusevana for me, your service to me, Devati, you serve me. Manu Sevana, Abruddhan. Abruddhan means I obtained. Abruddhan obtained this service. Now he says, Drishtim, I am giving you Dibya Chakshu. Dibya Chakshu. Now Kardam is giving Dibya Chakshu to Devahuti that you also experience the same thing which I have already experienced by the grace of the Lord. Because of your seva, I have achieved that. Prapasya, see. What? Bitarami abhayan asokan. I am giving you. What you are giving? Abhay and asok. Free of bhay and sok. So that blessings which made him fearless. Which made him fearless. When you reach that state, it is the state of fearless state. Why it is called fearless state? Because Brahman is one only and there is no dvaita, no duality. The fear comes only when there are two. So once you reach that state, that means you become Brahman. And there is nothing other than Brahman. So therefore no fear. Abhaya state it is called. Asoka. Asoka means that tattva is Atman, that is Brahman. That tattva is Brahman. And what gives us soka? Anatma gives us soka. And you have reached Atma. So once you have reached that Atman or the state of Brahman, there is no question of soka now, no sorrow. So once you reach that state, then you become fearless and free of sorrow also. So Kardam continued, I have achieved the blessing of the Lord in discharging my own religious life of tap, devotional services, meditation. This all he was doing. And Devahuti was serving her husband. Although you have not experienced these achievements, Devahuti has not experienced. Kardam has experienced. Why Kardam has experienced? Kardam has experienced because he was doing tapa and samadhi, vidya, atmayog. These things he was doing. And with the blessing of the Lord, he achieved. Which are free of fear. Naturally, when you reach there, Brahman is the fearless state. And lamentation, soak is also not there. Now, I shall offer them all to you because you are serving me. See, because you are serving me, I am going to share with you. Very good. Now just look at them. I am giving transcendental to see how nice they are. So he gave Dibya Drishti to Devahuti. So Devahuti was serving Kardam. She was not advanced in tap, samadhi, atma yog and vidya. She was not at all advanced in all these things. But she was sharing her pati's achievement with the grace of Lord. Devahuti had not experienced that state earlier. That state which she is going to experience because of the Dibya Drishti given by Kardam to Devahuti, that state was never experienced by devotee earlier. Acha. So what is this abhay? In the material world, you will find even if you have got $1 million, you have got a bhaya, fear, continuously fear. Pata nahi kya hoga. Now 401 has gone down. Aage kya hoga? You don't know. If you have invested in the oil industry, it has gone to zero. Ho gaya. See? Even you have got that much of wealth, you are worried. Always bhaya, 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 bhaya. It's continuously there. But because of the grace of the Lord, now he has reached the state of fearlessness. Okay. And with the grace of the Lord, all sorrows have also gone. Why do we experience sorrow? Because of our attachment with the anatma vastu. What is anatma vastu? Other than atma, everything is anatma. Everything is anatma. So that anatma is giving me sorrow. Why it is giving me sorrow? Because I am attached to it. So what I am attached to it? Because when it will perish or it will change, it will give me sorrow. My own car. You bought a new car. Somebody scratched it. You are attached to the car. Now you are feeling pain in your heart. Somebody scratched it. But if other person's car is scratched, you don't feel pain. Why are you feeling pain within your car? Because I am attached to my car. That is why I am experiencing pain. So all pain comes from anatma vastu only. The whole world is anatma. It is changing and perishable. Therefore, the whole world will give you, aaj nahi to kal, today or tomorrow, it will give you sorrow only. It will give you sorrow only. So he has gone beyond shok also, sorrow also. One more thing is to be noted that Devahuti experienced the actual realization simply by serving, Devahuti got realization. Simply by serving. Can this happen? Yes, it can happen. You see, Naradji, before he became Narad Muni, in his earlier birth, he was a Dasi Putra. Son of a maid servant. And his mother used to wash the utensils of the Sant Mahatmas. And Naradji used to partake the leftover of the Sant. Jutha khate the jutha. And he used to have little bit of satsang with them. So just by serving Sant, the Narad in earlier life became in the next life Narad Muni. So by service also it happens. By service also it happens. So for spiritual success, what we should do? Take a shelter of a perfect master. Perfect master. Srotriya Brahmanista, that is said in our Upanishad. Who can give you knowledge? One who has studied Vedas, he can give you. Brahmanista, one who is abiding in that. Number two. Number three, he must have received knowledge in Guru Parampara. Should not be self-made Guru. Must have received in Parampara. And fourth, he must be able to communicate. Must be able to communicate. Then only you can get the knowledge. So we have to find out such guru. This is secret of success. If you want spiritual knowledge, this is the secret of your success. Devahuti served her husband, Kardam, and shared his achievements. Shared his achievements. You see more. Normally what we see, even the wife serving the husband in the material world without the spiritual part also. If the husband is materially well off, even in that wife shares, na? Wife shares. Earning of the husband. Inherit also. So material wealth is also inherited by wife, provided wife serves husband. If wife doesn't serve husband, if he has got money, do you think he will give you? No, he will not give you. If you have not served him, why should he share? He will not share.
Anne punar bhagavato bhruva udvijimha vibhraṃsita artharachana kim urukramasya siddhāsi bhungsva vivavān nijadharma dohān divyānare duradhigān nipavikriyābhihi.
Anne, others, punar means again, punar means again, bhagavato, bhagavān, bhruva udvijamba, bhruva eyebrows. A little bit movement of the eyebrow of Lord. Little bit of movement of eyebrow of the Lord. What it can do? Vibhransit. Vibhransit. Mane it can annihilate. It can destroy. What? Earth rachana. Material gain. Material gain can be destroyed. Kim urukramasya. Then what use is this material gain? Which can be destroyed by only a little bit movement of the eyebrows of the Lord. Who is that Lord? Urukramasya. Urukramasya, far stepping. Who is the far stepping? Vishnu. Bhagwan Vishnu is far stepping. So if Bhagwan Vishnu's eyebrows little bit move, then what happens? The whole world khatam ho jayega. One movement. You can experience how 184 countries of the world are affected by one virus. See? Siddhasi. Siddhasi means successful you are. Bhungtva, enjoy. Enjoy. Vibhravani. Vibhravani means gifts. Nijadharma, by your own bhakti. Dohan, gain. Because of your service to me, devotional service to me, with bhakti you have served me, so you are eligible, you have gained this from me. You are eligible for this, my property. Okay. Dibyan. Dibyan means transcendental, narai person. Durdigan. Durdigan means difficult to get. It's very difficult to get the spiritual knowledge. Durdigidan. Acha. Nripa Vikriyabhi. Nripa Vikriyabhi, proud of aristocracy. So if you have got a pride of your wealth and you think you will get your spiritual knowledge, that is not going to happen. That is not going to happen. In Narad Bhakti Sutra we have seen, not only you have to surrender your ego, you have to surrender all your wealth, all your possession, everything to the Lord. Then only bhakti will come, otherwise bhakti will not come. So Kardam Muni continued, what is the use of enjoyment other than Lord's grace? What is the use? All material achievements are subject to be annihilated simply by a movement of the eyebrow of Lord Sri Hari or Vishnu. Whatever you have attained, the one movement, everything can be gone, khatam. But the grace of Lord, knowledge which you get, that is permanent. In this material world also, we have seen that the material wealth remains. When you leave this world, your whole wealth is there. In this world, you have to leave and go. But the knowledge, the mind which is purified, the subtle body which goes from this body to another body, that subtle body, purified mind, that moves to another body. And if you are realized, no more subtle body. No subtle body. No more janma. Khatam. Over. By your principle of devotion to your husband, you have achieved and can enjoy transcendental gift very rarely obtained by persons proud of aristocracy and material possessions. So, one who is proud of his material possessions, he will not get. Proud means he will not come to satsang. He will not come to satsang. He will not surrender. And do you think such people will get? No. There are many stories when India was invaded by foreigners. So one said, okay, udhar ka ek mahatma leke a jao. The poor person who might be sleeping on the road, bring him. And when the king approached such person, he said, pahle hato, you are blocking my sunlight. I am enjoying sunlight. Sleeping on the road, I am enjoying sunlight. Move! Telling to king. The king said, I will kill you. Bole, you cannot kill me. You can kill my body, but you cannot kill me. Ho gaya? The king fell down at his feet. Okay. So those who are materialistic, they don't value this parabhakti. Parabhakti is very difficult to get. In Narad Bhakti Sutra, we are seeing that parabhakti is most difficult, but you can reach there by through secondary bhakti, aparabhakti, which is sattvic, rajasic and tamasic bhakti. Through that aparabhakti, you become eligible for parabhakti. Straight away you will not get. Okay. So Devahuti was bestowed with the greatest gift of the life by her husband, that is bhakti, or the grace of the Lord, difficult to get. Since Kardam Muni has already got this parabhakti, and he has got the authority also to share with his wife, he has offered it to Devahuti. So Devahuti got this because she served Kardam with love, sincerity and reverence. He shared his achievement with her. What was the achievement of Kardam? Bhakti, parabhakti, knowledge. He shared. Bhakti is not easy item to get. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, you all go to the temple and you ask for this and that, everything. Ulta palta cheez aap mangte ho. All perishable worldly things you ask, you should go and ask from the Lord, give me parabhakti. Oh Lord, give me that supreme devotion, which is very difficult to get. Nij dharma dohan. Dohan means gain. Devahuti, you have earned this bhakti because she sincerely and faithfully served her husband. So Kardam was a great personality, and Devahuti, she served faithfully to her husband. This combination was very good. Kardam was very advanced in spirituality. Devahuti had not done any tap, any samadhi, etc. But she got this because of her devotional service to her husband.
Evam ruvanam avala akhila yoga maya vidya vijakshanam aveksha gata adhirasit samprasya pranaya vyuhalaya gireshada bridavaloka vilasad hasitananah.
Evam thus bubranam speaking, Kardam is speaking to Devahuti. Abala means the woman, Devahuti. Akhil yoga maya vidya vichakshanam. Who is Kardam? Kardam is akhil, all, yoga maya vidya. He has mastered yoga maya. Mastered yoga maya has gone beyond maya. Akhil yoga maya vidya vichakshan, excellent in the knowledge. Avechya gatadhirasita. After hearing, she became satisfied. So when Kardamji is offered that I am giving you Dibya Chakshu, you see this Abhay state or you see this Asok state, and after this she became satisfied. Satisfied. The goal of life is achieved by getting that. She became satisfied. Gatadhi, satisfied. Asit, she became okay. Then Samprasya, with humility. Pranaya, with love. Vivalaya, choked up. Gira means voice. Gira, isad. Isad means little bit. Little bit of her voice was choked. of Devuti. Now Devuti is going to say something. So before saying, her voice was choked. Brida, bashful, avaloka, with a glance, vilasat, shining, hasita, hasit means smilingly, anan, face, aha, she spoke. So with a smile on her face, now Devuti is going to say something, and her speech, how her speech was that? Choked with love. Choked up Gira. When the sage spoke thus, Devuti felt relieved to discover that he, Kardam, was the master of yogic powers and adept in all forms of worship. Her face brightening with a smile and bashful glances, she spoke in voice choked with modesty and love. Okay, some Mahatma say, if someone is fully engaged in bhakti of Lord, then it is assumed he has finished all tap, yajna and vrata. If you have achieved bhakti, parabhakti, if you have achieved, that means before that, you have done all your tap, yajna, vrata, dhyan, etc. Kardam was an expert in bhakti and was capable of giving gift of bhakti to others. So Kardam Muni has shared parabhakti with Devuti. Now Devuti is saying, after getting that param thing, she says,
Devahuti ruvacha radham radham bat drija vishai tad amogha yoga maya dhipe tvai vibho tad vai vibhartaha yastebhyadhai samaya sakritanga sangaha bhuyad gariyasi guna prasavasati nam.
Radham achieved. But indeed, Dvijabrish means the best of Brahman. Why best of Brahman? Because he has realized the Lord. Best of Brahman, Dvijabrish. Etad amogha yoga maya. Etad, this infallible yoga maya. Adhipe, master. Who mastered it? Twai, you. Devuti is saying to Kardam, you have achieved this infallible yoga maya. Vibho, O great one. Tat evaimi, that I know. Bharta, O husband, O my husband, Kardamji, I know that you have achieved this. You have mastered yoga maya, gone beyond maya. Yaste, which by you, abhyadhai was given. But let me remind you one thing. Devu is saying one thing you have to remind you. Abhyadhai, samaya, you promised one thing. What that? Sakrid, once you promise this thing, what? Angasanga, bodily union. Bodily union. She is reminding. You remember the promise? Kardam Muni gave consent to her father that it is one condition I will marry her. When the number of children are begotten, then I will go back. I will go to Banvas or I will go for my sadhana. With this condition, he got married to Devuti. So Devuti is reminding, now you have achieved in your life whatever is to be achieved. But you gave a promise to my father that we will get some children. So she is saying, Anga Sangha, Bhuyat, let that be fulfilled. Ab usko complete karo, you promised. Gariyasi guna means the glorious quality, prasava, progeny, sati nam of chaste woman. So children are great quality for pativrata who has glorious pati. So every chaste woman wants that she should become mother and have children. So Devuti says, my dear husband, Bharta, O best of Brahman, I know you have achieved perfection and are the master of all mystic powers, all yogmaya. because you are under the protection of yog maya, but you once made a promise. You made a promise that our bodily union should now be fulfilled. You said we will have children. Now fulfill that promise. Since children are a great quality for a chaste woman who has glorious husband. You promise, then you have to fulfill it. So it is said that we have got a, there are two types of energy, you know, in this world. One is called the material energy. Energy means maya. One is the material maya, another is the spiritual maya. Spiritual maya. Material maya and Swism. Okay, one who has attained spiritual maya or energy, he is connected to Lord. If I have got the material wealth, I am not connected to Lord. But one who has got the spiritual knowledge, he is connected to Lord. He is connected to Lord. Symptom of such person is that he is always in bhakti. Such person is always in bhakti. In Narad Bhakti Sutra we are studying, in Parabhakti, that person want to think about that Lord, speak about that bhakti, listen about that bhakti only. In Gyan Mark we have seen, Gyan Mark, Atma Tripta, Atma Santushta, Atmarati. Once who gets that Brahman, after that he is Tushta, he wanted that. So then Santushta, Santushta means he only wanted Atma Gyan. He got it, therefore he is Santushta. Atmarati, after that he revels in that Atma Gyan only. So whether you go by Gyan Mark, such person want to always remain in that knowledge only, about in the Atman only. In Bhakti Mark, that person want to speak, listen, think only about bhakti. If that be so, how can there be anga sanga of kardam and devuti? Are you understanding the problem? Parabhakti person, one who has reached there, he will think about that only, Lord only. A Brahmagyani will think about Atman or Brahman only. Now the problem here is kardam is in parabhakti state, realized. And he has promised also that he will have children also. And he also knows how many children will be coming. And the last one will be Kapil Bhagwan also will be coming. So without the union of Anga Sangha, how it can happen? Cannot happen. Okay, so Devhuti now reminded Kardam about his promise to her parents, I will remain only until the time Devhuti's pregnancy. By bodily union of Kardam and Devhuti, their qualities will be expanded. Both Devhuti and Kardam are enlightened. Women always desire to have son like their husband. They all want, if the husband is very good, intelligent, they all women want, I should also have a son like that. So he is realized now, Kardam is realized. So she also wants a child which is equally good in quality. Therefore, Bhagwan Kapil is going to come, na? So therefore, they both have to be ready now. They have to be ready. How they have to be ready? It's going to come, yes.
Tatreti krityam upashiksha jato upadesham ye naishame karshito atirirang sayatma Siddhetate kritamano bhavadharshitaya dinastadisha bhavanam sadrisham vichakshva.
Now Devuti is saying, tatra, in that, iti, thus, kritya, krityam, krityam means to be done, upasiksha, perform. So what is to be done? Please do it. Upasiksha. How is to be done? Yathopadesam, as instructed in the Shastra. As instructed in the Shastra, we should have children. How it is suggested in the Shastra? Yene se, by which this, my, karsito means emaciated. Our body is emaciated because of the service to Kardam, emaciated. Ati, maximum. She was very weak. Ati. Riransaya atma, and due to her desire not satisfied. Atma Siddhayet may be rendered te krit for you. Please make my body fit. Krit, excited, manobhava dharsitaya, manobhava by emotion. By emotion should also be, I should be fit. Mano. Dharsitaya, and who am struck, deena, poor, tadisa, therefore, Lord, bhavanam. Oh, see the my body should be also fit. Number one. Number two, bhavanam. If you are going to get children, to bhavanam, house should be there. A ghar bhi to chahiye. Abhi to jhopdi hai. So we need a house also. Sraddhisam. Whatever you think suitable. One suitable house is needed. Whether you arrange for one bedroom flat or 10-bedroom flat, now your choice. Suitable. Sraddhisam. We need a house also. Bichastra. Please think. Please think. So she is saying that we should get children. That you promised, number one. Number two, we should also have a house also. So, my dear Lord, I am struck by excited emotion for you. Therefore, kindly make what arrangement must be made according to the Shastra, so that my skinny body emaciated through the unsatisfied passion may be rendered fit for you. May be rendered. You see, Devuti knows that for bearing a child, the body should be fit. And the present condition, body is not fit. Not fit. So also, my Lord, please think of a suitable house for this purpose. So Devuti asks her husband how to prepare herself for body union for having good children as per Veda. We should have good children. If body is not fit, what will happen? Children will be also not good. So details about the body union is not our topic. How body union should happen, that is Kama Shastra, that is another Shastra. We are not for that Kama Shastra here. Our thing is to discuss, she wanted to know how to make mind sattvic. That is the important part here. Emotions. She said that my manobhav, my emotions should be made sattvic. Mind should be sattvic, my body should be also fit, and we should have a house also. Why you should be sattvic? So before union, so that the offspring will also have that quality. Offspring will also have quality. So if there is a union of husband and wife in tamasic state, understand these things. In tamasic state, after you take hard drinks, now you can understand the emotions will be transferred to the child also. Mind should be very sattvic. Very sattvic. That is what she is saying. As per Ved, as per Shastra, it should happen. Okay. Now, Kardam is going to make an aerial magical mansion. First house. Before the children come, the house should be there. So, aerial house. Aerial. We say in a castle in air. This is like that, castle in air. We think it cannot happen. But Kardam will make it happen. And Lord has made it happen also. Lord has also made it happen. Okay, so from verse number 12 to 21 is about that aerial mansion. How was that house? Beautiful house.
Maitraya yuvacha priyaya priyamanvichan Kardamo yogamastitah vimanam kamagam sattah tarhova avirachi karata.
Priyaya, Kardam's wife is addressing. Wife Devati, Priyaya, Priyam, Priyam means pleasure. Anavichanna, seeking. Kardam, yogamastitah. Exercise is yoga power. Many times we have said that material, if you follow the secular knowledge, you will get material wealth. And if you follow spiritual knowledge, you get both material wealth and spiritual wealth. You spiritually also grow. Now, here you are going to get the example of the result of the spiritual knowledge. We have already seen that Kardam did not have anything in his kutiya. Nothing was there. He was wearing a torn cloth when Maharaj Manu came to see him. And Manu could see that he is an unpolished gem. And therefore offered Devuti as his wife. So now with that yoga master, with the yogic power, what he did? Vimanam. He created a Biman aeroplane. Earlier, Kardam has already said, seeing Devuti, one Vishwavasu traveling in his own plane fell down from his plane. So at that time, plane was there. Now how, with Yoga Maya, Kardam ji has made a Biman aeroplane? Achha. And how is that Biman? Kamagam. Kamagam, moving at a will. We'll see what is Kamagam. It's a very beautiful type of Biman. Kamagam. Chat o vidur tarahi iva. Quite instantly. Quite instantly. She said, ek ghar chahiye. Hey, abhi lo. And the Biman was ready. Okay. Abirachi means he produced. Abirachi karat. He produced instantly. She said, and he made quickly. Maitri Vacha, O Vidur, in order to please his wife, Kardam, by his yogic power, immediately brought into existence an aerial mansion which could travel into any region. Any region. We have seen in America this mobile homes. Na? They go for from one state to another, they carry their own home. Mobile homes, okay. Yoga Mastita, Kardam was perfect in yoga. He had 8 kinds of yoga siddhi. He can become small, he can become big, he can become heavy, he can become light. So this siddhi, he had this thing. And with this siddhi, he can achieve anything, create a planet. It was not a difficult for him to create aerial mansion. Aerial mansion. He created aerial mansion. So mansion is described in the following verses. Kardam made Kamag Biman. Speciality of Kamag is it runs not on any machine. There is no machine. No petrol. No solar energy. Nothing. Nothing. The how it works, it runs as per the desire in mind. Now some company is trying and testing car without driver. Is it not so? Without driver. Only you have to speak, or perhaps the computer will catch, okay, 30877 North Fairfield Road. Bus. Car will start and take you to there. Kamagam! You desired, you speak. Computer will catch and will take you there. Similarly, that Kamagam was there at that time. No petrol, nothing. You see how advanced was the technology at that time. Kamagam. Achha, it can run, it can be used in water, earth and space. Our planes are also like that. It can run on runway also, na? Then fly. And if in emergency, can land on the water also. So this Kamagam Biman was good for even the, if you want to take a, yahan park kar do aaj. We will stay at night on the, here, in this place. Tomorrow we are going. The whole thing is taken to other place. Or in the sea also it will be there. Next.
Sarvakama dukham divyam, sarvaratna samanmitam, sarvardhyupachayo darkam, manistam vairupaskritam.
Sarvakama dukham, yielding all desire. that Viman, that aeroplane can give you whatever you desire. Sarva kam dudham. Divyam is wonderful. Sarva ratna samanvitam, decorated with all sort of jewels. Now tell me, we are all professionals. After studying any particular profession for first 30 years of life, then for next 45 years or 40 years we served in the industry or work somewhere. We got wealth also. Could you make even a single room embedded with ratna, with gems? No. At one or two places we find in the like Mysore Palace or some a rich king, they have got a gold-plated, the painting, gold painting or one lining, silver lining on the walls and something like that. I happened to see one Maharaja in India and visited his palace. He has the pelmet made of silver, solid silver pelmet. Silver. But this is sarva ratna samanvitam, decorated with all sort of jewels. What are the jewels that is going to come? All description is going to come. In the whole life we could not even buy a single costly diamond with all the money which we have got. Now you will see how many diamonds are fitted in this building. Samanvitam. Acha. Sarva riddhi upachay udarkam. Sarva all. Riddhi wealth. Upachay. Upachay means all types of increases and gradual. Udarkam is gradual. Okay. Money. Stones. Where they are footed? Stambhai, pillars. The house has got many pillars on that. There is money all studded. Stambhai. Then upaskritam. Upaskritam means adorned. Adorned. So now the description of palace is coming. It was a wonderful structure, bedecked with all sorts of jewels, adorned with the pillars of precious stone, and capable of yielding whatever one desired. It was equipped with every form of furniture and wealth which tended to increase in time. All the wealth will increase. No question of decrease. It is increase. In Parabhakti, we have seen in Narada Bhakti Sutra, Pratichan Vardaman. All other prem, all other love, they decrease. Or they are strained. They come under stress and strain. But this bhakti, pratichan vardaman, it go on increasing. So we think castle in here is an impossible thing. Lord has created many planets and they are all stationed in space. All planets are in the space, is it not so? They are revolving in their own orbit. So a yogi can also create. He created only one Viman and placed it in the space. So yogi kardam has the capacity to make it. Castle was sarva kam dugam, yielding whatever one desired. Whatever you desire, it will be. Okay. If we happen to get such type of Viman, the first thing we would ask that remove coronavirus from the world. Sarva kam dugam. It will give that. And it was full of jewels, pearls and stones. Sometimes we hear about such castles on the earth also. Lord Krishna made palace for 16,108 wives filled with jewels. Made 16,100 houses and he himself made himself 16,108 and he used to live with 16,108 wives. Somewhere it is 16,008, somewhere it is 16,108. And there was no need of lamp light during the night. The studded, the gems will reflect light. So you don't need night lamp. In the night, no lamp is required.
Divyopakaranopetam sarvakala sukhavaham pattikabhihi patakabhihi vichitrabhir alankritam.
Divya, wonderful. This mansion, aerial mansion, was wonderful. Upakarna upetam, fitted with all paraphernalia. Sab kuch hai. There is a gas also, electric stove also. Everything is there, everything. The description of the different rooms will come. Everything is going to come. So fitted with all paraphernalia. Sarva kala sukhabaham. In all seasons, bringing happiness. All seasons, in all six seasons, it will give happiness. So in the extreme hot, you need air condition. Sukham. Extreme hot is dukkha karam. Will give you sorrow. And in extreme cold, sukha karam. So this plane is going to fly up in the air. So above 30,000 foot, you know what is the temperature there. But this is going to be sarva kala sukhavaham. So we are thinking only in Yamunotri or in Chicago, we will find in the summer it is air conditioned or in the winter it is heated. Sarva kala sukha. Sarva kala sukha, it is 70 degree or 72 degree inside. Whether it is winter, outside it is minus going on, or is outside if it is 90, 95, inside is sarva kala sukha. Similarly, see. You have to see that in that time also, they have something which will make them everything sukharupa, sukhavaram. Pattikabhi, with festoons. It was decorated with festoons. Patakabhi, different type of flags. Vichitra, flags. Patakabhi, vichitra. Vichitrabhi, alankritam. Alankritam is decorated. So it is decorated with different type of flags and festoons, etc. So mansion was fully equipped with all necessary equipments of unique nature. It was comfortable to stay in during all seasons. It was decorated with the numerous flags, big and small. The description, more description will be there. That we'll see in our next class. Would you not like to have such mansion? Now you'll see more description. After that I will ask you. And if you want, you have to know what is the source, which knowledge is going to give that. Not the secular knowledge. It is all because of spiritual knowledge. You have to understand this.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.